Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Tonight, I'm answering your emails. I'm talking about your favorite topic, oral sex, and how to please a woman, because I know you want that also. 50 Shades of Grey. No, not the boring stuff everyone's talking about how it actually is going to make a difference in your life and how it can improve your sex life. I swear to God it will. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. That mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Check out everything going on there. God, there's a lot going on there. You can check out our blogs, our podcasts. You could easily subscribe to our podcasts. Just download an app. Any of them. Podcast One, Stitcher. People still don't understand how to listen to podcasts. And you can subscribe on iTunes or wherever, and then you get it every day on your phone twice a week. Not every day, but twice a week. Listen to the show. Our music's going for a really long time, Anderson. Is that because you don't want me to talk? I'm here with Anderson.
What it up, occurred you to crazy, me that. Crazy, crazy bitch. You're such a crazy bitch, Em. And I know a lot of them. You're like top of the pile, the queen of the crazy bitches.
Why bitch, though? Why not just crazy?
Yeah, it's endearing.
But am I bitchy?
No, not at all. The word bitch is that thrown around.
No,
lot.
But no, I can see like you're just a crazy chick. But crazy bitch makes it seem like I'm
crazy
I'm
bitch
mean.
Seems more affirmative.
No, crazy I mean? Bitch is like a mean person. Crazy like chick or a crazy weirdo. All right. Why do you say that?
Because you're insane. Because you're 100 miles an hour and you got like 9 things going on. And you know what? You're not dropping anything, but you got a lot of things in the air. It's impressive.
I dropped a notebook.
But it's
what do you mean a lot of things in the air? Like metaphysically?
Well,
in,
I mean, you
in life,
literally told me about 40 yards from where we stand right now. You're about 5 yards behind me, trailing, and I could hear like all sorts of things jangling. And you're like, I have like 8 things going on right now, Anderson. And I'm like, that's very strange that that's happening.
I have
that's
my
never the case.
I have my Carl's Jr. That's gonna okay.
You know what? So. And right before that, you're like, I almost died twice within the last hour. That's crazy bitch status.
Okay, so here's the thing. Last week Valentine's Day, really busy. You loved it.
I love hearing you say it.
Why? Just Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, right. Do you know that you're the second person that pointed out my Michigan accent seems to emit from those words, Valentine's
yeah,
Day.
Valentine,
that
so
word.
What happened? What would you do?
It's my big week. I feel like it's like Santa Claus, you know, like when he's like, oh, I'm at the North Pole. It's crazy. Like December 20th.
Yeah,
what's going to happen? That's
Claus.
How I feel. I had like 38 press interviews, which is amazing. Like I love giving advice about sex relationships, but that's my busy time of year, right? So, and then before that, Remember, we had those three conferences. It's been insane. The office, everything. But finally, it's going to be like back to normal, but it's not yet. So today was the first day. It was kind of normal. But then there's all this like, oh my God, the detritus of like what we haven't dealt with. So I'm driving here. I'm starving. I haven't had time to eat yet. We're in a new studio, which I should mention because that's going to be germane to the story in the moment.
Got it. Germane.
So, yeah. So the studio is confusing to me a little bit. I often need to go places like six or seven times where I can find them
the
right
away.
The
studio is confusing to you.
Studio, getting here.
And finding and your the bearings. Traffic. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Those... Oh, not only that. Getting in the garage and then getting in the studio. Okay.
You
know what?
Yeah. You got to use a little key card to get in the
You
got to
swipe six times.
Yeah. I don't know about six. I usually do once.
Swipe, 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 swipe. Oh my God. I'm like so anxious. What am I going to lose the card?
Are you one of those girls who, I didn't say bitch, it's the girls who goes to the mall and like you're in a store, you're like in Forever 21 or whatever.
Yeah.
And,
I don't go there, but yeah.
And then you walk out and you're like, which way is my car? Which way did I come in from? Where the hell am
no,
I?
No, because I have car. No. Because that's actually happened to me so many times that I've lost my car to the point of like tragedy, like call 911, that I actually now do focus where my car is. I mean, I still lose it sometimes, but I'm quicker at finding it. Like, I'm like, oh, it was the second
but
floor.
But not even that. You get lost in the mall. Like,
no,
which
I don't get lost
floor
in the mall.
Am I on? Am
no,
I on?
No, I'm not like that. Okay. I'm not that bad. But this is a new thing. And who knew that Venice Boulevard will like F you in the ass when you get stuck on it and the lights take so long to change? That I literally thought, the lights are out and there must have been a thunderstorm because there must be no electricity because the light never changed for 10 minutes. And I really had that thought.
But
I thought,
there was still a red light.
I thought there is no thunder here and there's no storms and it's electricity. So I was so hungry and I'm driving here because it's been a busy day and I want to make sure we got here on time.
You should have texted me. I was having dinner with my mom.
And then you're 20 minutes late,
And
you're never late. So I'm driving here and my mom calls me. Where have you been? I haven't heard. She gets really mad when I don't call her once a week. I forget. She's in Florida, 3 hours ahead. Mom, hi. She's like, well, you don't call. I'm okay, Mom. I'm driving, but I can't talk now because I have to stop and get food. And I'm having a blood sugar drop. So let me call you after a while. And then she starts talking to me. So I pass wherever I was going to go, like some stupid deli. So I keep driving and driving. And she starts talking to me. She's like, what's going on? And I tell her something. And then she goes, I don't want to hear about that. And then she like gets.
Was it about a butt plug?
No, it wasn't about sex. It was about something going on in my life. She's like, you've been through this before. Really? And then she doesn't want to listen. And then I'm like, I can't believe, you know, whatever. And then I get angry. And then I realize, oh, I'm just really hungry. So I realize that hang up my mom. It's fine. She doesn't really want to care. She doesn't want to hear anything bad. Just good stuff and whatever. She's crazy. So then she's a crazy bitch.
You should just start lying and be like, yeah, it's great, Mom.
No,
I'm
but I get
been
down.
Married for six
she
months
only
now.
Wants to hear
Second
when things are good.
On its way.
Like if I call her with bad news, she's like, oh, God, that's really bummer. I gotta go. And then she'll call me like a month later. Like, is everything okay?
When you're trying
she's
to
like
find
not
this,
the nurturing type.
When you're trying to find this deli, you just hit her with really bad news and she'll let you go.
Right. So I pass the deli and then I'm driving. All of a sudden I pass the station, but I'm like, oh, maybe there's something down Venice to eat. Like, because I have to. I'm
Which
so
way you going?
Hungry.
This is germane
this way.
To the.
That way.
Story.
Towards the old studio.
Towards the old. There is stuff down that way. If you go the other
but
way.
But then
just,
there's so much traffic. So make
there's
a right.
Just rapists.
So but then I just make a weird right. And then I'm on La Cienega and there's a Carl's Jr.
I know the one.
I've never been to Carl's Jr. in my entire life.
It's a Hardee's on the East Coast for those of you listening.
Right. Hardee's on the East Coast. And so I've never been. And I actually probably, I probably have fast food, I'd say maybe once a year. I'll have an In-N-Out Burger maybe every 2 years.
You eat food like once a month, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, and then if you factor that in, you know, it's not that often. So I'm like, F it, I'm going to Carl's Jr. So I pull in, never been, drive through, and I get right there, and then all of a sudden the guy's like, "May I help you, ma'am?" And there's this huge blank menu, right? I'm like, "This huge menu I've never seen before."
Big menu, yeah.
And I'm like, "Hi, sir. Yes, hello. I'm American. I've actually lived here for a really long time. But I've never been to Carl's Jr. And so I actually am really hungry, and I'm in a hurry. And can you just tell me?" What's good on the menu that's healthy? Is there something
that's
healthy?
Oh, that's a curveball. They don't know how to deal with that. That's not
He's
in training.
Like, you should try the fried chicken with bacon. I'm like, that's not healthy. Like, what do you mean? He's like, we have chicken. And then he says to me, number 13 is chicken. I'm like, okay, chicken I can do. I look at the numbers on the board. They stop at 8. And I think I'm insane. I'm like, do I need glasses? There's no more numbers. He's like, 13. I'm like, sir, there's no 13. There's no 14. Saying to get the chicken sandwich.
Maybe
All
it was
of a sudden,
off menu.
No. The numbers fell off.
Oh, they just fell off.
There was no numbers. I swear to God. So then I said, okay, I see the chicken sandwich, all the chicken. So I pull up, I get the chicken, and I'm thinking he's probably going like, oh, and I got the French fries. I'm like, well, I'm not that healthy. Like, I thought he was going to judge me. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't even being ironic or funny. Like, no. He was just like, okay, pull through, 7:26. So I'm waiting forever. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting hungry and upset. And he keeps asking me, you're having the full meal? Would you like the fries?
Right. Asking me, yeah.
So then I get it, and I race out, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm on effing
acid.
Venice again.
I thought you were on acid for a second.
Right now?
Sorry, no. Go ahead. You're on F and Venice again. Yeah, it gets very confusing right around these parts.
So I turn, all of a sudden, a car swoops in front of me. Actually, not my fault. And I would admit if it was my fault, because it usually is. And so I stop on my
knowledge.
Brakes.
Right.
And my entire meal goes hitting the dashboard, flies backwards onto the floor of my car, which is disgusting. Uh-huh. The French fries, the chicken sandwich, the barbecue sauce.
Oh, Em, I'm sorry.
And so I'm eating it in my fingers and just ketchup all over, and I'm driving the station, and then I go the wrong way, whatever. And I'm in traffic for another 15 minutes getting here.
And you still beat me somehow. You look lovely. There's no ketchup on you. You look fantastic. You don't look famished. And let me say this.
What?
You're always a little, as I say, crazy bitch off air. As soon as these mics crack open, you get it together.
Even
when it
just
counts.
Now.
Oh, just now, you're just recounting the crazy times. But no, you bring it. You can focus when you need to.
This is the only time I can focus.
Okay.
That's why I like radio.
So we just need to get a little microphone in front of your face. Okay, there you go.
We've having mic issues.
I'll get you a necklace.
It's a new mic.
A
it's a new studio. Okay, but
and
first.
A vibrator. What do you think of that?
Oh, my God. That's amazing. A vibrator necklace?
Yeah. That's a microphone as well.
Microphone.
Yeah.
Dude, we could totally do that
just
in 5 seconds.
Just remember to turn it off before you use it, because that'd be gross.
I know. I hate when they mic you. Like when I was doing my reality show, I will get to the store. You guys, okay, listen. Just
it's
relax.
A big show. It's a big show. A lot
this
going on.
Show, I am breaking down for you how to perform oral sex correctly on a woman. Now, this is like one of the top things I get asked, and I think it's the number one thing that guys need help with, because either you don't like doing it, and it's probably because you don't know what you're doing, or you really don't like it, and that's a whole other story, or you think you know what you're doing, and you're kind of halfway there, or you're afraid of it, or maybe you're doing it, and I'm going to give you 10 ways to make it better, so just chill out for a minute while I tell you this one story that when I was used to be mic'd all the time when I did this reality show, I would always forget and then get screwed. So you're right.
I bet.
If I had a vibrator mic thing, you'd be listening to me and everyone else. But everyone, thanks for listening to the show. This is what I have to tell you. It was Valentine's Day week last week, and I have an intimate care line called Emily and Tony, which a lot of you bought Emily and Tony candles, and I thank you for supporting the brand because they're amazing and sexy, luxurious candles. And we also have Down Under Comfort, Anderson.
It's for your balls.
It's for your balls,
boobs,
your boobs,
and your vajay.
Anywhere you sweat. It is actually an amazing product. Men's Health voted it the number one product that you didn't know you need. Don't you love stuff like that? You're like, I did not know that I needed this. Oh, I always buy stuff like that, like thing to make my shelf double so my sweaters go on it double. Like
what?
My shelf is too big in my house, so I bought a shelf divider so you could put more in there. So like the things you didn't know you needed, but it changed my life.
Oh, I see. Like
that's what Down Under Comfort does. So if you sweat in your breasts, lower back, anywhere that you, and it keeps you fresh all day. It's like use talcum powder. It's carcinogenic.
What if you're one of those people like your hands are always sweating because you're nervous?
Rune is sweating.
A palmy
no,
hand.
Yes.
Palmy
palm. And Rune is sweaty and Rune plays a guitar and uses it. And it's a dry shampoo. And if you chafe at the gym and you'll just be like anywhere you're fresh and clean. And everyone who tries it is like, I can't freaking believe you invented this and it's vegan and you'll love it. So emilyandtony.com. Use code Emily for 20% off. Love you, mean it. Okay. Back to the show. So as I was saying, I never really ate dinner. No. Okay. I've got a lot to talk about.
Are there really 10 tips? Or do you just throw that out as like a number? You're going to give 10?
No.
Licking?
Oral sex? Oh, I'll give more than that. But like
more.
Really quickly, people.
Okay.
Oh, so we did this survey. Oh, everyone, go fill out the survey. It's on my website, sexwithemily.com. And we've gotten a lot of responses, which are amazing. Like probably like 500 or 600 so far.
It's pretty good.
But we want a lot because it's helpful. And I'd say I've read through a lot of the responses. It's detailed. I so appreciate your feedback. And you can tell me shit that you hate too because I'm cool with that. Everyone's like, I love Emily, but she talks too fast. She's going to slow down.
What'd you say? Can I hear you?
Exactly.
Couldn't understand.
So when you said 10 tips, I thought, well, you know me, like anyone else's 10 tips will be 3 tips for me because I'm so fast. So I know I talk fast, everyone.
Say 10 tips.
10 tips. Okay. There's going to be a lot of tips and anal sex and what else? Lube we're talking about. Because you all emailed me feedback@sexwithemily.com and I love hearing from you.
What
so
do
back
people
to Valentine's
hear
Day.
More about the most?
Okay, so that's really interesting. So this is why you guys got to chime in because you might disagree. So most people want to hear about sex tips. Well, we have like 20 questions. And like, of course, like sex tips is like number one, which is a lot, right? Madison, do you remember seeing it was like sex tip? Actually, I have it right here if you really want to know. And then oral sex, ironically, is what we're doing, was like number two, like the most common thing that people want to know about. This is funny, actually. Like I can share this with you all. So then sex toy products is number two, most common thing, which is good because thank God I talk about that a lot. Oral sex is number three. Relationship advice. People want video. Do you think they want me to make a naked video or sex addiction? And then another top one is sex positions.
Are these like multiple choice or are these just
these are,
fill
no, no,
in
no.
the blank?
It's, okay, you guys, it'll take you 2 minutes to take this test.
Can you pull whatever you want?
Take this test, the survey. You can put whatever. No, we give you like 10 choices.
Like, is anyone that said like cattle rearing or something that just doesn't fit?
Oh, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that in here.
I'd like to learn more about the polo, the sport polo.
No.
No?
No, manscaping. Okay, listen, but then I ask you like, what would you change or what's your feedback? And it's interesting, but people, you know, but you can be like mean too, but people like it. And then people said that they like you. Anderson is always entertaining.
It's so fantastic. Okay. That was the one I filled out.
You probably did. So anyway, that helps us. We love it. Okay, so Valentine's Day, my week. I'm going back to this because I need to tell you about. I mean, I could go on about how I almost died twice, but to me, it's like people probably want to hear more about 50 Shades of Grey, maybe, or are they sick of it? Because that would almost, I saw the movie.
That'd be like almost dying to me.
What? Right. But do you know? That's how a lot of people felt, and it's gotten. It's
20%.
Actually 80 million.
Yeah. But 20% on Rotten Tomatoes is all that I pay attention to. 20% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And it's like every day it's going down.
Yeah.
But this book is a phenomenon. And you really can't, even if you hated it, you read one page, you threw it in the ocean, you're like, I'm never going to read it. Or you read the whole thing and you were disappointed by the movie. You cannot deny that it is having an impact right now.
I want to get into this. I've not seen the
movie. I went to the premiere.
I see all sorts of movies. And
it was the first movie I've
seen
in 3 years.
I will not see it unless. So you're probably going to like it more than normal people because you never see movies, so anything is going to be entertaining. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're a movie guy, right?
Yeah, so. I'm a movie guy. But
he has a podcast.
More importantly, I have a wife who's a very strong-minded woman. She's a social worker. She's in school and working full-time, and she's got an opinion about things. She's smarter than I am. She's great. She's, I want to say, offended by this 50 Shades of Grey, but she's very upset and annoyed with the masses being drawn to it. And her take on it is this is, like, deviant behavior. This man is stalking her. He's victimizing this woman, and they're making it sexy. Now, I don't know. I've never read the book.
Did she read the book?
These are the bullet points that apparently have been thrust
away.
Did
she read the book?
No. She would never allow that to. Okay. I wouldn't allow that to. Mm. Is she way off base?
Yeah. I mean, people believe, if they don't really know much about bondage, discipline, sadomasochism, power play relationships, that it is, it could seem abusive, and that, you know, but it's only done with consent. When
right.
people are in these behaviors, you call it abusive, but people get a lot of pleasure from pain. Pleasure and pain are very closely connected.
I get that.
Does she think it's like perpetuating this kind of violence towards women or something?
For those of us.
She needs to like.
You got a lot of guys.
Can we just go to dinner one night and we'll talk?
That'd be fun.
Actually, I'd love that. Your wife's awesome.
But there's a lot of guys that are listening who are in the same boat as I am who don't know, you know, they just got the broad strokes of it.
Right. That's why I want to.
And what my wife has told me is like he's much older than the antagonist, I guess, in this movie.
Yeah.
He's much older than the protagonist, the woman. And he takes advantage of her. And he's like watching her from afar for a long time. That's stalking.
No, not at all. He's
okay.
Like 6 years older than her.
That's a lot.
Jamie Dornan, who's terrible actor. He's the lead. So not.
No
so,
good.
No, he doesn't emote anything. Not sexy at all. But it's, you're saying that he stalks her? Like, no.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm hearing from.
Okay, so that's not what it's about. You know, that he doesn't stalk her. It's a relationship where, yeah, you know, she goes, he's a billionaire, and she, you know, by mistake, her roommate gets sick and says, will you go interview Christian Grey, who's the 28-year-old wonder kid who has a huge corporation and flies, like, planes, trains, drives trains, automobiles, and, like, buys her a car, does the whole thing, has tons of money, but he's focused on her, and he's obsessed with her from the second he meets her, and she's just kind of plain, you know, but she's actually really hot. And they, you know, but he's only into the dark, you know, he's only into being a dominant. And she happens to be the only virgin in the entire city. Where is she? Seattle, like in Washington.
There's only one virgin up there?
Apparently, and
what
it's her. Some hot
city.
Little virgin, 22. Yeah. So here's the thing about why people are attracted to Christian Grey. It's not because that women are reading this book. This is how I'm going to break it down for guys first. They're not reading this book or going to this movie because they want you to have a dungeon, or they want you to have handcuffs, or they want you to beat them, and they want to be in pain after you have intercourse. That is the probably maybe 1% of women. I'd say maybe 10% of women want that. They want like a spanking, okay? So it's not even about that. It's about the fact that Christian. No, not that. No one wants to be like hurt, like crying when it happens to me.
Little love slap on the ass?
Spank. They want spanks. 40% wants to spank on the ass maybe. But I'm saying they want to be beaten in a room. But people get into this lifestyle, and it's, you know, it's pleasure and pain, really. And it's emotional, too, like, because he's dominating her, but he's getting pleasure from her submissiveness and her the fact that he wants her and needs her so badly that women want to be adored, and they want to be made the center of someone's world, and they want to be cherished, and they want to feel like this man desires her more than anything in the world, and she's the center of his universe. And that can be translated in many ways. In this way, it happens to be that, you know, he also spanks her, but she feels what Christian Grey has. It's not about the money and the planes and the stuff which the helps trains and automobiles. It's that he is emotionally vulnerable because he's messed up. And that's part that I don't like, is they make it like he was sexually abused by an older woman. And so that's why he is the way he is.
Are there like really cheesy flashback sequences?
No, not at all. I wish there was like a cheesy flashback to laugh at. Like, seriously, there were. I didn't, you know. And he's wounded. He does make her the center of his universe. He's protective. He's, you know, he's smart. He is, you know, he cares about her in ways like he does take care of her. He's
charisma
reliable.
Free.
He's hot. He's what?
Charisma free.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what you were saying.
Charisma free. Well, in the movie.
Yeah.
He's a disaster.
So the book's better than the.
Yeah.
I'm hearing a lot of the opposite.
But the book is horribly written. No. The book
Why
is not.
Why are people flocking to this fucking thing?
Because the man, because first of all, it was the first book to come out like this on Kindle or wherever. Women could read it all, like, on the first time this book came out. That's why it was the first one like this that became popular that at the same time the Kindle was coming out. That's it. But also, it is so simple and it is so poorly written. Like, you'd think, I was reading a review, they're like, you think it was her fourth language, this woman, like,
that's
English.
A lot.
And so it was hard to get through the book because she's like, oh, my God, like things are like not correctly written. She repeats herself. But there's something about the simplicity of the way she writes it and the way she explains the power dynamic and the relationship that she actually develops the characters and you really feel them and their background. And you can get into it. You get past the bad writing. But I still thought the book like wasn't great and I've read other things. But what I do, like, I thought it was poorly written, but I understand the appeal because it's women – a lot of women want to be submissive. It doesn't mean they want to be dominant. A lot of women just
want dominated.
They want a man to be decisive in the bedroom, to take charge, and in their day-to-day life. And I'm not saying there aren't women
not
who are dominant.
Not just in the bedroom. You guys want like us to
everything.
Know where to take you.
I want you to make reservations
right.
for dinner. Don't ask me what I want to do.
Right.
Don't even ask me if I'm available. Like, assume that we have plans.
And that doesn't
be
end
a man.
After you get married.
He's
either.
A man. He's decisive. He makes the plan, too. Like, these are the other things about Christian Grey that he's just like, he's on it. You know?
He's a
like,
billionaire. You
know, no, but how did he get there? Because he's that. So
yeah,
that,
exactly.
These are the things that women admire. So women, again, I'm not saying submissive. People might equate that with like, oh, she wants to be like serving me. No. They in the bedroom, I'm not saying everywhere. But they would like a man to be take control of that, to know that
so,
situation.
So this is the fantasy element.
The
got
fantasy
it.
Element of it. And also, so he's got all that. Okay, so that is the, does that make more sense
yeah,
to you?
Yeah, it makes a little sense. I don't buy it because from what my own experience working on Loveline and around sexual things for so long now, I've found that, and I've had some friends that have actually been paid switches and they've done the dominant stuff and they've gone back and forth and been submissive as well and gotten paid for it and done calendars.
Right.
I mean, I've known
oh, yeah,
some
I know dominatrixes.
I'm sure you do. Now, from what I've always heard is usually the ones, the clients that want to be dominated are the CEOs, the big powerful
exactly,
men.
Exactly.
The guys
ones in the
like
diapers.
This Christian Grey guy.
Right.
He wouldn't want to continue dominated. He'd want to be dominated. So that's bullshit right there.
Why? Because he was being dominated by this woman?
Is that what it turns
no,
out?
No, he was dominated by an older woman.
Oh, and then he wants to become dominant?
Now he wants to be the dominant
I would think
with her.
That he would want to continue to like give up.
No, he doesn't. He wants to somehow, whatever it is, he's wounded. His mother was a crack addict and left him as a baby. He was
ooh,
like an orphan.
So
the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? So no, it's not that
crack
he...
addict.
No, seriously. Like, so it's not that he... wants to wait? What were you just now? I'm just like
that he continues to thirst.
No.
So now
he wants to be dominant. Here's the thing. What I'm just trying to say is that the dynamic in the bedroom that I'm going to break down is it's not that you. It's like just a little restraint. Use a necktie. Use your hands. And next time you're fooling around with her, like take her hands and put them above her head and hold them together. That's bondage. I mean, that's domination. Okay.
Right.
Just not hard. Don't hurt her. But like, that's the kind of take charge things that women are getting turned on. And that the book goes to the extreme, but sometimes they want a man to like put his knee in between her legs and rip him open because he has to. You know what I mean? Like we want not every time. I mean, throw us against the wall like in a way that doesn't hurt. You know what I'm saying? Just this is a common fantasy, and I think that a lot of women, maybe they've married. They're reading this book and they're thinking, when was the last time my husband threw me down on the bed and just ravished me and gave me all this attention and made me feel special and the center made me feel beautiful? Not so much anymore. Doesn't happen. And same thing for guys. They're like, well, I want women to initiate sex. You guys, so don't get upset. Like, yes, women should initiate sex more. I'm just saying that this is what the book is about. So I think that the good news about 50 Shades of Grey is hopefully people get beyond all the, you know, things that they think it's about, like abuse or whatever, and think, oh, my partner was turned on by this. Maybe there's something to learn here. And we can spice up our relationship in a way by applying some of these elements or, you know, buying some like bondage tape or just, you know, spanking her on the butt every once in a while. Maybe he wants to spank. So that's a deal. Does that, do you think that helps explain it, Madison? What do you think? You're just sitting here, Madison. Mm-hmm. Does that explain it to people?
Oh, yeah.
The dynamic, I mean, you know, I'm just, I could go on, but I went to the premiere.
Was it weird?
The movie, okay, so I was hosting it for
You're hosting
Racked LA. It was a premiere. Day before.
A premiere.
Premiere. And I was hosting it, and it was for Racked LA, which is the Grove. I mean, Racked LA is the online
Racked
thing.
LA. I'm Racked not familiar LA. With Racked
it's awesome.
LA.
It's R-A-C-K? Really cool. It's like fashion and all the cool stuff happening in LA.
Oh, like Nordstrom's Rack.
Yeah, exactly. Racked. They have like Racked San Francisco, Racked Miami. And then it was like this woman's group. It's like an art, like moms who are also like, you know, artists and really cool women.
Any protesters out there?
No protesters.
Really? I used to go to the Grammys every year. There'd be protesters out in front of the Grammys.
50 Shades of Grey, what are they protesting?
I don't know. Sex and the...
Whips?
I don't know. I would think they'd protest.
Handcuffs? No, not yet, but they probably will. So it was fun.
Go, Christians, get off your ass. Protest.
Okay, so I went to this party. It was fun. I can invite a few friends, but I was going to get into this... I'm not going to talk about what all the women told me. Because you know every party I go to, these women come up to me and they're like... Because I was the host, and so I got there, and the other woman, who was amazing, Natalie, and she was like, oh, you know, what do you want to just talk to people? I said, sure. So women were coming up to me, and they were all had, like, you know, I just met them, and they each one, and these were a little snippet of conversations. This was like an hour-long little, you know, party before the movie. One woman said to me, she goes, you know, I never want sex, and I avoid my husband all the time. And then her friend like cuts her off and says, she goes, I avoid my husband all the time and I don't know what to do because I never want sex. That was just like, of course we hear this a lot. But this other woman grabs her and says, she goes, you know, how can I, you know, spice it up? And she said, how can I spice it up? What are your tips? What are your best tips? I said, well, do you ever try toys, porn? She goes, okay, no, I don't mean tips. I mean, I have no problem. I orgasm. He cannot orgasm. Why can't he ejaculate? Literally, I'm getting to like retarded, it's called retarded ejaculation or delayed ejaculation in the middle of this party. She goes, he takes forever and it's so annoying. Then the other woman says,
oh wait, are these people on mic?
Or these are
just, like,
people, no,
ears?
These are
how
women
are
at a cocktail party. Let me set the stage. Swanky restaurant. I'm sorry, no, this is just like a party. In fact, there's no mics. People are having shrimp and uh-oh, having chocolate and having drinks, and it's a swanky restaurant.
No mics. That makes you crazy.
This is what I'm saying. It's cocktail conversation.
Right.
No mics. It makes me crazy.
No, we talked earlier about if you don't have a microphone on in front of you, you're all over the place. But as soon as you have a mic, so you might have been all over the place at this party.
But I was listening to these women.
Okay. Gotcha.
Each one had a different issue with their husband's sexuality that they were asking me advice about.
This movie actually brought that out of them.
So the movie I go to next, is that what you're trying to move me on? So I go to the movie, 50 Shades of Premiere, 50 Shades. Okay, not a good movie. He's not attractive at all, Jamie Dornan.
Wait, you said he was hot.
Not hot at all.
She said he...
Christian Grey, hot, in the book.
Oh, okay.
He's not hot. I don't think there's a great attraction.
Who should have played him?
I don't friggin' know. You. I mean, honestly, you'd be sexier than he is. No, not...
What the hell does that mean? Even you would be sexier than
him. And honestly, like, my best part was, like, I ran into, like, Susan Pinsky in the bathroom, like, in the middle of it, and she's like... He's not cute. I'm like, he's so not cute. I'm like, what do you think about his... Like, yeah, we were like laughing about whatever. But people, again, if it spices up your relationship, go see it with your partner. If she loved the book, maybe you'll go home and have great sex. But the New Yorker review was awesome because it said that Jamie Dornan is no stranger in wickedness. He's in this fall in this BBC show on Netflix. And it said he plays a serial killer in that and that he's 10 times sexier in that than he is in 50 Shades of Grey.
That's just bad direction, though.
Okay.
Hey, here's something else, though, Em.
Go, I'm done.
If you're a woman,
yeah,
and you're sitting, you find yourself in the movie theater watching 50 Shades of Grey, and your boyfriend or husband or some guy you're dating is sitting next to you, you got him by the balls.
Why? Because he's there? You think the guy who consents to go?
A guy that would allow, I shouldn't say allow, but a guy that would allow himself to go sit through that trite bullshit because his lady wants to, hey, that means he really cares about you.
In a good way.
Yeah.
No, you think that a guy shouldn't go in? I think men should read this book.
What?
Yeah, you know why? Because you're going to figure out what turns a woman on and the way her mind works. Like, it's kind of like porn. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you guys just want to turn it on for 2 minutes and you want the, like, cum shot and then you turn it off?
No, I do it for
this
research.
This thing is like foreplay for 200. It's a 500-page book. The first 250 pages, they don't even have sex. It's like foreplay. You'd go insane. But it works. Turns her on. There's not even a lot of sex in the movie. That's the story.
Gotcha.
Read it. I'm saying it could be useful, but you could freaking hate the movie. Okay. So, sex in the news, funny enough, 50 Shades of Grey, sex injuries in the U.S. have doubled.
That's hilarious.
Yep. In the last 7 years, it says, okay, I think people have also started using sex toys more. Sex injuries in the U.S. have doubled, and they think it's because of 50 Shades. What's even scarier is that 83% of those injuries they needed foreign body removals, and it's mostly men over the age 40 getting hurt in hospitals. And then, you know what? I'm just going to skip. I'm going to do a quick word, quick read.
Quick little love for the sponsor.
Because I have so much more to say now, but I just think I want to answer emails.
You're done with
sex
and
news.
But
I have other news and funny things. The show could be 6 hours, but since it can't be, and I know you all.
It does feel like that.
You know what's interesting, Anderson? A lot of people on the survey cutting to that, they want longer shows.
They want what?
Longer shows.
Yeah, you know what? Longer shows would be good. And this does feel like one of those ones where we could go on for hours and hours.
Dude, I used to do a 3-hour radio show, and I had no problem filling the space at CBS in San Francisco.
That's why you're a professional. That's why you're really good at this.
I don't know if it was very interesting, but I could
talk.
You're
literally a professional. Literally.
Really? See, that's nice of you.
But no, it's true. I mean, you get paid to do this. You're a fucking professional.
Right, but I always feel like, oh, I hope so.
No, you're really good at it. Filling airspace with anything interesting is very hard to do. You're great at it, and you always leave me wanting more. I'm always a little bit sad when the show has to end.
It's that's like, even you who hates everyone. That's sweet.
No, you know I love you. Come on, let's go.
I know, I love
you.
Okay,
Let's talk. Give some love to the sponsors. We can get back to it.
Okay, you guys, and people like less ads, but you get I have to make a living. Okay, so then you should just go buy a goddamn Fleshlight. If there was no ads.
She's not a professional.
If there was no ads, 5 years ago when no one paid me, I was homeless, living on a friend's couch. So I love you all for listening and supporting my show. No joke. Okay, so Fleshlight. First of all, everyone who's ever worked with me as a sponsor, I only work with people who have really good products. So I would never tell you about anything that you should buy and you'd hate, because then you'd hate me. So the Fleshlight is the number one sex toy for men. And every single man I have given one to is obsessed with it and loves it, and no one's returned it. Not that I would take it back, but no one said it was bad. Didn't like it. They love it.
It's a male
masturbation sleeve. They send it to you. It's a male masturbation sleeve. It simulates the sensations of sex. So you guys have your hand. We have 5,000. I literally have 5,000 sex toys. And a lot of guys think it kind of feels better than sex. But, I'm not saying you're not going to have sex again, but it helps you practice lasting longer if you get the stamina training unit. And you also experience different kind of orgasms, mind-blowing orgasms. You can tighten it around your penis. I mean, it feels like you're having sex. So check it out. Go to Fleshlight.com. Use coupon code Emily, and you get a free bottle of Flesh Lube, because lube rocks. There is not enough lube in this world, especially for you and your Fleshlight. Okay. Oh, funny enough, my first question is about lube, because I love hearing from the people. I'm going back to the emails.
I'm sorry. Talking about Fleshlight real quick.
Yeah, Fleshlight.com. Use coupon code Emily.
You know, it'd be pretty cool if that company
Fleshlight microphone.
Fleshlight, off the microphone. If they actually figured out, and I'm being 100% serious, if you could actually load a condom in there and then put on a condom with the Fleshlight as a little prepper, that'd be pretty good. Because putting condoms on, it's a pain in the ass. You could actually load one kind of in there, half unrolled, an easy way, and then just jam it on.
No, but they should have an automatic condom, like a joint roller thing.
Didn't Bill Gates, I think Bill Gates actually offered up $100,000 if anyone could actually come up with a better condom or a condom.
You just have to look at it and hold the tip and make sure the thing, but it's hard.
A lot of time you're in the dark and you're going upside down. If you could have it in a Fleshlight already preloaded and just hold on a second, boom.
That would be awesome.
Let's go.
Let's talk to him about that. Okay, so lube etiquette. Hi, Emily. I'm a big fan. My question is about using lube. I have been single for the past 2 years and have a fair amount of sexual partners. I love using lube, but I was wondering if it's a turnoff for women if I pull out. Oh, okay. I wonder if it's a turnoff for women if I pull out a bottle of half-empty lube during my first encounter with a new partner.
I never thought of that.
Does it make me seem like a player? Or is she wondering about the cleanliness of the bottle or what other vagina I've been touching while holding that bottle? Should I just invest in a bunch of bottles of lube and pull out a brand new one every time with a new partner? I'd be interested to get a female perspective on this issue. Thank you, Mike.
Another invention. You create a bottle that always looks like it's full. Like it has like a trick wall, so it always like in the front, so it always looks like it's full.
I have one for you guys. This is what I got for you. First of all, it cannot be gross and goopy with like the cap torn off and the side of an old condom wrapper sticking to it when you pull it out of the goddamn drawer, okay? That's a no-no. Like don't get the stuff from the drugstore that's all crinkly and stuff like that. If it's a nice bottle of lube, for example, System Joe makes great lube and Pure, P-J-U-R.
You make lube.
I can't sell it yet, my Emily and Tony lube, because it's amazing,
it's
by the way.
Lube.
It's a great lube, I know.
Like
but it was the whole FDA thing got so expensive and whatever, and they don't approve it so long.
They tested it on buttons.
Can't sell you my lubes, but I've given it to several people around here, and they're like, it's my favorite lube, but I can't talk about that. But these lubes, like Pure, they come in these beautiful bottles. Yes, they're a little more expensive, but they're worth it because the ingredients are safe for women, water-based. Maybe it'll run you, $18, $22 for something, about $15, or liquid silk, although liquid silk you pump. So anyway, if you get one of these, it's in a black, dark bottle, and it has a flip top, and you pour it, you can't tell how much is in there and how much is gone.
Till it makes
Just make
noise.
Sure. What noise?
The end noise.
Yeah, make sure it doesn't go like the end of the ketchup.
Yeah,
that's a buzzkill. So make sure that you actually just go Costco and buy like 10 bottles. No, but and so those that you flip cap, it looks like a bottle of shampoo
and
thing.
You can't
it's
tell
nice.
How much is in there.
Right.
Yeah.
So don't buy the gross kind and make sure you throw out the old condom wrappers and all that stuff. Guys don't do that sometimes.
Just have condoms laying
around
the house.
I was dating a guy. I want to get it. Okay. On the other hand, I'll tell you this in a minute. What?
I got a quick, actual, really stupid question about lubes, but I always hear you saying water-based. What is the difference between water-based and oil-based ones?
Yeah, there is oil-based. Oil-based
is bad.
What does
that fuck up your sheets?
That fucks up your condoms. But my candles are massage oil. You can't actually use those lubes here, but they're not messy. They're massage oil.
No, I'm asking about the candles.
No, I see what you're saying, though. The lubes, oil-based is like, if you use vegetable oil, no, don't use that. But this
water
is silicone.
Better, why?
Water's better because it has all body-safe ingredients for women. So women's vaginas can become really, really sensitive to different chemicals that are in certain...
Well, they're made sensitive, too.
Yeah, we're sensitive. And our pH balance can get upset a lot from different lubes. So silicone lube, for example, which is silicone in it, is much slippier. More slippy. Last longer, and if you're with a partner and you don't use condoms because you guys are protected and you've tested, then you really might like silicone lube. And actually, if you buy one of these high quality brands I'm talking about, Slickwid, go to goodvibes.com or my website, click on the banner, use code Emily. Any lubes I recommend there are good. So anyway,
bottom line, don't cheap out.
Don't cheap out on the lube. Yeah,
the lube.
Like there's certain things that you could cheap out on. I can't even think of what. Buy lifestyles condoms too, or skin. Those are amazing. But what could you cheap out on? That you can't. So don't cheap out on lube. Guys cheap out. Like, KY, I want to leave. I'm like, I just lost my boner if you whip out KY. And this is so bad because a lot of guys are going to, whatever. But throw out your KY. And don't get the warming one because that hurts our vagina. So water-based is safe. Silicone, if you're with a protected partner, it feels really good. Lasts longer. That's about it. Those are the two to choose from. And also, they break down sex toys, silicone does. So if you use a lube with sex toys, as a lot of people do, you don't want to use a silicone lube with your toys.
So silicone lube, no good with toys, but good with just the vagina and the penis.
Exactly.
Water-based, good with everything.
Exactly. So dude,
oil-based,
so
good
Mike,
with nothing.
Nothing. So Mike, since you're a playa and you're with lots of women, I would say get one of these organic water lubes that look nice, that don't have a clear bottle so you can't see what's gone.
Or if you have a clear bottle, put duct tape around it.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep filling it with water or something so she doesn't know. That was a thorough and a good question. Oh, and here's the thing. If you have sex toys that are used, that is a no-no. Never recycle those bad boys ever. Unless you're in the mood to break up, don't recycle a sex toy.
Cheap fuckers.
Unless you're like, you know what? I hope she dumps her right now. I'm going to pull out this clitoral vibe here for my last girlfriend. No. In fact, I had a friend who was dating one of my really good friends in San Francisco 10 years ago. And he's still to this good friend. And I was shocked that she said, Emily, we're having sex. And he pulled out some vibrator from his drawer. Like, and she was like horrified.
Yeah, obviously. Unless he went out.
He's
it was
smart, though.
Like,
he went to
box.
Stanford. Like, how does, you know, guys don't know.
Maybe he uses it on himself.
Mm-mm. Mm. He was actually trying to be sweet and loving. Okay.
Any butt play in that 50
oral
Shades
sex,
of Grey?
No.
No
skip
play.
All that. So oral sex pointers. Okay, already? Here we go. This is the best part. This is what you're all waiting for. Oh, and everyone, thanks for emailing me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hi, Emily. I love your show and I listen all the time. You have so much good advice and great insight. Thanks for all you do. My girlfriend and I are starting to experiment orally and I'm not terribly comfortable with my performance of going down on her. I've never really gone down on a woman before. Do you have any pointers or advice to offer me as I begin learning the skill? Is there a prior podcast or article you could point me in the direction of? Thanks again, Emily. Keep on doing what you're doing, Jay. He's a male. Okay, Jay, yes. I have tons. If you go to my website and you search for oral sex, sexwithemily.com, you'll see podcasts and tips and blogs and all that stuff. But I decided that tonight I'm going to really break it down because sometimes you just need it explained to you. Some people could read it, and I'm just going to explain this to you in the way that you all understand. Because oral sex and the vagina is the Rubik's Cube of life. It's difficult for men. It's a challenge because every vagina is different. Every woman is going to want something different when it comes to oral sex or when it comes to everything. So make sure that when you are doing it, you are giving it your all. You're into it. You're committed and you're there. Because a guy who is like, yeah, I'll go down there for 2 seconds and then go back up, that doesn't work. I'm like, you could have gotten me a glass of water or around the hall. Like, you wasted my time with 1 minute down there. So if you're not into it, don't do it. Commit to it. What do you think, Anderson? So far, so good?
Absolutely.
There's a lot of guys who don't like performing it, but we're not going to. I'm going to tell you how to love it. What?
If you don't like it, I mean, Catherine Wood says it best when he says, you know, if a chef served you something that tasted like that, you would want to punch him in the face. It's not like we're going down there for the taste. We're going down there because we like making you like something. We like getting you off.
Right.
And I think you got to think of it as like a car engine. Like, your car is giving you a little bit of idling problem, right? So your hands are in there, you're doing some work on the engine, and you're listening to the car idle. You're trying to figure out if it's working well, if you're getting the engine going better or worse. You got to be paying attention to the actual car that you're messing around with. You got to not only do the action, but you got to figure out how, like, the top half is reacting.
Right.
When I'm talking about, like, above the shoulders.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
So when you're saying when you're, this is, because this is one of my 10 tips.
That's what I've seen.
You're saying is what you, because when you're working on a car, which I've never done, I actually just learned how to put air in my tires the other day. It was really hard. So that you pay attention to the way her body's moving and how she's reacting
to you. Yeah, like if it's idling well, you got to keep your eye, you know.
So you got to be focused. And it's true because a woman will show you exactly how you're doing. If you pay attention, her breath quickens.
Yeah, you gotta be thinking about what you're doing, but also paying attention to what she's doing.
And then you will hopefully, you know, it's. I love bringing other people pleasure. That's why I don't understand. You know, a lot of women don't like oral sex, but I think that you can switch your mindset. If you love this person, it's an extension of their body, and you're giving them great pleasure, and that's what love is about: seeing your loved ones happy, giving them pleasure. And so, if you can switch this mindset, and then I'm going to give you. You're going to kill it every time because you're going to be mind-blowing orgasms. You're going to love it. So here's the thing. You don't want to half-ass it. You want to make sure she's comfortable. The women who are like, I don't want to, don't touch me, they're uncomfortable. They're insecure sometimes. They can be body conscious, self-conscious about how long it takes them to orgasm. And if you give any hint, you have a look on your face that you don't want to be there and you don't want to do it, we will sense it and we will be uncomfortable. So the best thing you can do is make sure that she's relaxed. And make sure that you just say, you know, babe, I got relaxed, laid back. I've got this. I could stay here all day. Women want to hear that, okay? Position, best position, lying on her back. You could put a pillow under her butt. This way you're lifting up and you have great leverage. It lifts up her pelvis. So you have great leverage there. She's lying on the bed. Tease her, okay? So it's all about slowing down and teasing. You do not want to go right for her clitoris. You want to lick all around. I mean, you want to lick her thighs. You want to tease her thighs. You want to, like, kiss her stomach, tease her in her thighs, massage around the clitoris with her fingers. Don't touch it yet, because part of what is really going to turn her on and make the sex feel so amazing is the anticipation. Is the anticipation of the pleasure of when you finally get there. So by denying us that touch to a region in our body that has so many nerve endings and that is so hot and feels 4,000? So good. 8,000. The more you prolong it and tease us, the much, much better it will feel. So do that and she'll be turned on and you will know it. You will feel it. Then the tongue. You're going to make contact with the clitoris. When you do, start softly and you just want to focus like on the clitoral hood, which is just above the clitoris.
Clitoral hood sounds like something from the church.
Okay, this is in my book. This is online. Google it. The clitoral hood located just, okay, yeah. So starting between, you want to alternate between wide licks and small licks across the clitoris. Every woman's different. You do not want to violently flick your tongue at her vagina because your new lover is going to want to, you know, really like some other person. Oh, if your last girlfriend wanted you to violently lick it, which most women don't until the end, this one's going to want you to kiss it. In fact, think of like the vagina like you're making out with it softly. Like make out with her softly and kiss her. That's what you should do. Start very slow. Then if she likes it, how you're moving your tongue, you can go back and forth, go in circles, side to side. You're going to start to feel her again, paying attention to her rhythm, her moaning, her moving, if what you're doing makes her feel good. You'll see how she responds. Also, the clitoris starts to engorge, gets bigger. Do you ever notice that, Anderson, when you're down there?
I don't like the word engorge. I mean, we've talked about that.
So just pay attention. You'll get feedback. And also fingers. You might want to use your fingers. Some women like to have like a finger or two inside. She can also have a G-spot orgasm. And yeah,
what
teaser,
about this?
What else? What?
What about this? Pulling up, I don't know how to explain it. Like you have your hand just below the belly.
Oh, yeah, the pelvic muscles right there. That's exactly.
And you kind of like pull
over
up.
On her stomach. Like
so that like everything down there kind of moves up close to your tongue.
Exactly.
You kind of like stretch the skin. It sounds gross the way I'm describing it. But
no,
you know
you're
I mean.
Talking about your one hand could be inside her and one's on her stomach even pulling up. Like kind of, I mean, her pelvis region.
And you like pull like you just
taut.
Push her skin up so it make it taut. Yeah, so the groin area is more taut. And yeah.
Right, because then you are also through her skin touching those nerves there. And then you might also be using your fingers. You're absolutely right. That works for a lot of women. Okay, you guys, I also have a lot more of this on my blog and my website, which you can read. And you know what? Women have been taught for a long time to be ashamed of their vaginas, and a lot of women don't feel that comfortable with it. So the more comfortable you get with it, the more you tell your lover and you adore it, she will love it. Okay, so that's your oral sex tips. I'm full of them. I got more. Maybe next time we'll have to talk more.
Next time I'll try and get here earlier.
So oh, yeah. We were a little late today. So, and again, fill out my survey. And I love everyone. So thank you for listening and giving me a job and that I can like live on and support myself. And
you can
Anderson,
be a professional.
I'm a professional. Anderson, check out his podcast, The Film Vault.
Yeah, you know what? This week we do top five Oscar locks. So if you got a office pool or something, it doesn't come out until Friday, though. So it might be a little late for some of your office pools. But
I need to watch it. Listen to it because I haven't seen any of the movies.
I can just hook you up.
All right, hook me up, man. Okay, everyone, follow me on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram if you really love me. It's all at Sex with Emily. Thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everybody. So, you know, we talked a lot about, you know, penises per usual. Penises, we love them, but sometimes they just do things we don't want them to do. They don't pay attention to what we want. Sometimes you want to last longer in bed and you just can't make it happen. Maybe your premature ejaculator, just a little bit quicker than you want. Premature ejaculator, I've never said it that way. Your premature ejaculator, Promescent, is the only approved treatment for premature ejaculation. It is a quickly absorbing delay spray. It allows you to have the sex you want. And you don't have to think about baseball. You know, guys, think about like baseball when they don't want to ejaculate. It totally works. It doesn't transfer to your partner and you will last twice as long as you last now. And it's the only FDA-approved treatment. Check it out at Promescent.com. That's Promescent.com.